What is up, everybody? I am Nicholas Beckham, and this is my podcast, Rebel Roots. I am a transgender man who is a life coach slash spiritual and mindfulness teacher. This podcast is a safe space for trans and LGBTQ plus people to come together and connect through our strengths and vulnerabilities, talking about the difficulties that we face, along with what makes us stand out and come together in mindfulness, connecting through our personal stories and experiences, bringing awareness throughout the whole entire community. In some episodes, I'm going to be talking by myself about my personal stories and experiences, and in other episodes, I'll be bringing on other amazing people from the community on all different walks of life, talking about their personal journey. I want this to be a safe space for people to come together and bring forth change through our awareness, connecting through what makes us all so different. I'm so excited to be a part of this journey with each and every one of you. Before we jump into episode 3, I do want to first come in and talk a little bit about, one, my microphone situation in this last episode is not ideal, but we're working out the kinks slowly but surely, and I also want to put out a trigger warning. In this episode, there are some pretty heavy topics that I go over, including suicide. So I wanted to establish this first before we jump in. I just want all of you to know I feel very passionate about this episode. I put my heart into this, but I do want us all to be aware of our mental health and go into this knowing what we're walking into. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much, everybody. Here's episode 3. What is up, everybody? We are at episode 3. It has been such a cool week. Rebel Roots with Nicholas Beckham is officially on Apple Podcast. I am, honestly, I feel like sharing that with all of you is like the biggest accomplishment because I am not tech savvy at all. Like, my iPhone is used for texting, calling, Facebook, Instagram, email, and going on the internet. Like, that is all. I am so bad when it comes to technology, always have been. And I was able to come together and figure it out. I felt like every single time I would be closer, would have uploaded the cover photo, it was like I either had something in me that was like, oh shoot, I need to do this, or oh, I have to add this, or I have to make this happen, or I would go to upload one of the podcasts that I would have recorded and it wasn't in the right platform. And so it's just been this really amazing journey of like hitting a roadblock and being like, all right, we're gonna have to overcome that. And honestly, like, me getting this podcast out in 2020 has been like the biggest thing, because isn't that exactly what 2020 has been? I mean, I know for me and a lot of people that I know personally have been like, all right, we're doing this. Like, we're going to get through this. And then it's like, oh, just kidding. Like, something else has happened. Find a new route, you know? And I know that that is life. Like, there's so many times in life that I know that I've hit this crazy block that it just feels so frustrating, and then you figure it out, you find determination, and you conquer it, and then you look back and you're like, damn, we just got here. Like, we just did this. Like, I pulled up my podcast this morning, actually, and to see, like, the reviews and the ratings that I've been receiving. Also, thank you so much. Since the intro episode, I have been receiving the greatest feedback from each and every one of you. So I just want to, I'm so grateful for your love and support. That has been such, it's so fulfilling to see that. It's so fulfilling to see, you know, me coming onto this vulnerable platform, me coming onto this vulnerable space, and just having you all receive it in so much love and holding such a safe space for that. And I'm just super honored. But yeah, I mean, I see that we've made it, right? We come through so much hard shit and we look back and we're like, damn, okay, like, continue on, keep going. And I, probably the last 2 months, if I'm being real, it's just so much transcendence. I feel like I have really been plugging into self. I've been meditating every single morning, every single night, doing my yoga, you know, doing the things for me that I find really take my mental health to the next level. I realized that me seeing a therapist when I started my transition was it was a very powerful thing, and it was a necessary thing for my mental health. And I started seeing my therapist, I would say every other week, and I finally really had to come to a realization that I have so much going on in my life and through the hormone therapy that I've been seeing him a lot more lately, and I am super grateful for that. I want to create a platform for mental health because I believe that whether you're going through stuff that feels so overwhelming or you're, conquering your goals, I think that therapy is so important in just keeping this alignment. I know that throughout, I've always been my own therapist, but throughout the week, I really work hard on, pulling my mind back, getting my mind straight, going through certain like loops and working through these mental blocks that I have, these limiting beliefs that I find myself going through. Some of you know I work in the airport throughout the week, and I'll walk into work and I'll just feel trapped and suffocated and not wanting to be there and being like, I am ready for so much more. Like, greatness is at my fingertips. Why am I stuck here? And I have just really been able to take those moments and pull myself back, realize it's just for a time, and be able to kind of use those moments to, in essence, slingshot my being forward to take that next level, to transcend onward. And I know that how I start the day and how I finish my day have been super so important. I've been a big advocate for journaling and being able to sit down and self-talk, gratitude journal, whatever that looks like in your world. I do believe that that is something that for me has been really, really helpful. And I know that 2020 has been hard. I know that 2020, we've all gone through it. I've seen and heard some horrific stories, but I've also seen this like unifying agreement in some way that we've all made to really come together to bring forth this awareness. Whether it's reaching out and, really being able to stand up for racial injustice, and, no one has a space for racism anymore. Like, I am so proud of the platform that we've really been able to come up and share these stories from Black lives, color lives. Like, everyone is coming together and really being able to stand up and share. And I'm so proud of that for bringing out the real truth behind a lot of things that have been happening for so many years, so much time. And I'm mind blown that this is just now really being faced, but I'm so proud of us for doing that. And the equality changes that are coming, and I see so much division, but yet at the same time I see so much togetherness. And I use that within myself, and I say transcendence because I have been digging my roots. There's a reason why this podcast is called Rebel Roots, and there's a reason why my life coaching is called Sacred Rebel Roots. This vision was actually created back when I was tattooing, and kind of came forth in being this like rebellious spirit, but having such a solid foundation to the divine connection. And so Sacred Rebel Roots has been a name that I have founded for myself for quite some time now, and I really feel like it fits. The last few years in my transition, in my journey, in the things that I talked about in my first episode, partially in the second one as well, but these are all moments that I really feel like I've been grounding my soul into the depths of reality, into the depths of what is and what exists, and learning. And I've always just been so fascinated, right? I remember back when I was younger, I was pulled out of my classes actually, and I was put into special education classes as soon as I was diagnosed with dyslexia. And that actually created a limiting belief within myself, whether I knew it or not, whether it was conscious or not, that I had made that choice. I had, in some way, shape, or form, made an agreement that I was stupid and that I was not smart enough to be able to do what it was that I wanted to do. And it showed in a lot of ways, whether it be me not really taking college very seriously. I went into community college for a little bit, ended up leaving college for a cute girl in a leather jacket who had a motorcycle, and I would much rather ride around with her on a motorcycle than I would study at that point. And, you know, I saw that belief system within myself then get affirmed when my parents, although not the same thing, it got affirmed when my parents then pulled me out of school as soon as they found out that I was a lesbian and homeschooled me. So at that, I mean, I really didn't care after that. I was copying, pasting all of my homeschool tests into Google, finding the answers, submitting them, and I don't think that I really learned much my junior or senior year of high school. This year where people were really coming together and like getting their humanity and locking in the best years of your high school career, like I didn't have. I had really lost a lot on that. And you know, I believe that I chose over and over to believe that I was dumb and I didn't read. It wasn't really until I had a pretty traumatic head injury that I really had to start. I really had to like relearn, not fully how to read, but quite a bit. Math was something I really had to relearn how to get back to. And after that point, I started reading. I started diving in. I was diving into quantum physics. I was diving into, you know, soul past lives and soul regressions. And I mean, mediumship, all these different things. My spirituality and my connection to this knowing of my highest good, really, I would say, were hand in hand together. They were the essence of what created and brought forth this transcendence within myself of really being able to cut out this limited belief system that I was stupid. And, you know, I still think that there's days that I battle this, but it was with the moments that I would dig my roots into these texts, whether it was different religious texts, I've read the Quran, I've read so many different ancient religious texts, whether it be Abrahamic or whatever it was, I've dove into that. And I just really wanted to find truth, my truth. Truth for everyone is very, very, very different. You know, our truth comes from the experience in which we've had and in which we've faced. And I believe that everyone's truths come together in this divine oneness, really, because we all have such different life experiences that brought together create this wholeness that I believe will really transcend and transform this world. That's one reason why I really wanted to create this podcast, is within the queer and LGBTQ plus trans, I say trans as a side, although it's in that, because that is what I identify as. But I believe that all of our stories come together to bring forth this awareness that trans people won't be seen as freaks anymore. You know, being gay or being a lesbian won't be seen as weird. And I believe that it's taking time, but we're setting that. We're getting there. There's a lot of big names and a lot of big people out there that I'm so proud of. Taylor Swift being one of them. I watched one of her documentaries and I don't care whether you like her music or not, she's a badass. Like, she's doing some shit. She's really coming about, standing up. And I know that when you're in that industry, it's not easy to do. And the other one that I've noticed recently, she's just kind of been cast upon my awareness, although has always been there and has always been someone that like I've really seen as this amazing idol, is Demi Lovato. Like, I don't know if you all are checking her out right now, but Damn, that queen is moving. Like, the shit she is posting and the shit she is saying and stepping out. The song Commander in Chief is like fire, fire. I am so moved by what she has become and through her struggles. I mean, talk about transcendence. That woman is, she is, it's mind blowing. It's, I'm at a loss of words. Honestly, she is incredible. And I want us all to be able to come to this platform and me be a person. I don't have that fame structure yet. Yet I'm on the brink. I feel it. I feel it. I've always known this. I feel like I am right there and I am ready to take off. I am ready. But I want to be that. I want us to have these people, no matter who it is, no matter where we're at, where we're really standing up for truth and standing up for our truths. And whether, you know, that truth aligns or not with your truth, we need to hold space for everyone's truth because everyone's experience is so individual. You know, and I come back to limiting beliefs and I see that these belief systems that I've had, you know, we talk about growth, we talk about transcendence. I know that my therapist would sit down and be like, "All right, Nick, like you got to take some time right now. You're in a cocoon. Like you're transforming. Like you're in the chrysalis stage. You're in a cocoon. You're about to break free." And I remember I called him, oh, a few months back, and I just was like, yo, it happened. I transcended. Like, I broke out of that bitch. Like, I am out of the cocoon. I am taking flight. Watch out. I am unstoppable. And I just, ever since that point, I feel like I'm really envisioning this life. I'm embodying and I'm living what I know is like almost my future self. And who I am becoming. Every single night, I see myself on stage. I see myself in front of these people and talking to these trans kids and being this light. And that's really what I want is I know that I have a massive heart and I know when the right time comes, I'm gonna be able to give my soulmate, my person, that love. Not more than that, but with that. I believe that my heart is so big that I want to be able to give back to a community that has been so beneficial and so me, that's given me this voice, that's given me this platform to be seen authentically the way that I know that I've always desired to be. And it's allowing us to be able, like to me, to be able to give back to that community, to be able to give back to those souls that aren't seen fully. And I want us to be seen. Transcendence is growth, is hard. It's the essence of breaking apart this belief system that we have built inside of ourselves, that we have grown up, our little children brains, little sponge brains have consumed this information. I like to, you know, compare it to like our little meat suits. Like we as souls came into these little bodies and we had to learn how to be a human. We had to learn the rights and the wrongs and the goods and the bads. And we didn't have a lot of control in that because it was a lot of our parents in how they brought us into the form and the, you know, yes, that's good, punish, reward basis. And over that, we learned how to be a human and to do these human things. And I find the more I know and the more I learn, the less I really feel like I understand. I feel like every time I'm stepping into this growth place, I feel like I'm shedding this skin and it's uncomfortable and it's painful. And there's a reason why I have a 6 foot long snake, obviously, but it's uncomfortable. And we come through these spaces and we just like look up and everything around us that has been seen, that we've seen clearly for how many years? For me now, 28 years, I've seen the exact same things, but yet my eyes are visualizing them completely different. And I feel like I'm learning so much in this process. And it looks crazy sometimes and it looks sporadic, you know? But if we do not have these growth places and these uncomfortable spots, It's like humanity thrives and feeds on us not knowing ourselves, on us not being aware of our truths and our roots, really. Look at media and how it comes together and it's like, oh, buy this. Oh, we're gonna put up a really sad commercial about this dog that's being abused, and then right after that, we're gonna hit you with K's Jewelers, and you're gonna wanna buy something to make yourself feel better. And it's like, I just see how we're so conditioned each and every day, and I'm just really proud of us. I see this transcendence amongst 2020, amongst the people, amongst our voices, amongst the fact that we are putting down our own blinders to really see racial injustice, to really see these things that are coming in and being brought out in this world. You don't have to live it to know that it exists. And we're doing that. We are doing that right now. We are transcending as a whole, and I believe that it's uncomfortable and it's painful. And 2020 has been a real shit show, but I promise you that we are growing. We are embodying what is to come, and the future generations need this space. I have no kids. I don't even know if I really have a desire to have kids. I mean, maybe if my partner wants kids, that's a thing, but not about that. It's I don't know. I don't know exactly where that all stands. I don't really have a massive connection to children, but what I do have is a heart. I have a heart for our youth, and I mentor trans youth. And be able to give them this safe platform to feel like they're loved. Some of them have absolutely incredible support systems. I mean, mind-blowing incredible support systems. And others don't have much. But we're all different and we're all growing in this. And I believe it's up to them, and it's up to us to fight for their rights. It's up to us to be like, no, listen, like, this is bullshit, right? Like, I just had a few months ago a 14-year-old trans girl that I had in my life. I would say she mentored me as much as I mentored her, but shit was hard for her. She would go to school. She lived in Arizona in a place that was pretty conservative. The school wouldn't let her use the bathrooms that she identified as. She'd get home and her parents would abuse her. And as much as we set out and tried to get her in a safe support system and in a safe home, I mean, I would really see so much progress in her. And when I look at this human, when I look at this being, when I look at this little girl becoming an adult, I see so much success. I saw so much abundance throughout her and a heart that could shine brighter than anyone I'd ever met. I know she was one person that could always put a smile on my face. She would hit me into reality so fast. There'd be things that I would say, and she'd be like, "What? No." Like, she would always test my thought. And I remember, sorry guys, this is a hard, hard, hard subject, but I remember a few weeks before everything went down, she called me. And there was just this lightness in her voice. And she just was like, "You know what? Like, I'm doing this with or without anyone. I don't feel like I have anyone, but a few people, you being one of them. And like, I just know that I see you and like, we're gonna make change. Like, the world needs us." And I was like, damn right it does. Like, let's do this. I'm proud of you. We're going to get you in a safe space. And turns out that she had gone into school and this group of friends, not her friends, but a group of friends, decided to bully her and push her into a trash can, giving her a black eye and some bruises. And she was too afraid to go home. And so she went to her friend's house and killed herself. And this has been, it's been hard. It's been really, really hard to see someone with so much potential and so much life get shit on so hard and not feel like she really had enough to be able to go and succeed. And it's like, I want to be a voice to the youth that, like, I was there. I felt it. I remember feeling like I was drowning. Like, I had no one that was listening, taken from my support system, and feeling like there was nothing but darkness surrounding me, and not being able to even remotely see the light. And standing now in a place where I can look and be like, listen, I am on the brink of success. Like, it is on my fingertips. I look at these amazing, amazing, amazing people stepping out, being voices, Demi Lovato, like every one of these people standing up and speaking their freaking truths, standing up for us, standing up for all of the minorities, and saying that, like, you matter. You matter. And there's nothing that can take our success from us. We are going to make it. And I know that it's hard. And I know that it just feels completely isolating and encapsulating. Like we cannot even take a breath sometimes. But I promise you it gets better. Let me be proof that, like, we will make it. Our resilience to the pain, we will make it. There's voices out there. There's people out there. There's connections out there. And I wish I could have gone back and done. I know at that point I did everything and I still beat myself up a little bit knowing that I wish I could have done more. But I will never, I promise all of you that I will never, ever, ever ignore someone and go out of my way to not stand up for someone in that much pain. We are all fighting for a similar mission, and we all need each other to be a support and to really be that voice to bring awareness that this stuff is actually happening in our schools. This stuff is happening in our workplace. A week ago, another one of my friends lost their job because of who they are. And when I went in and told a few people about the situation, because I was fuming about it, they were like, they can't do that. Like, things protect you. And it's like, yeah, but when you live in a shit state that doesn't have your back, like, that is 100% valid. Like, you can get evicted from your apartment. You can, I mean, there's so many things about this that people I just really don't think believe are realities. And I want us to know that they are. I want us to be able to ask the questions to these people that are in these situations. What do you need right now? How can I help assist you? And maybe we don't have all the answers or we don't have all the tools, but I know for a fact someone does. This episode was hard. This was a hard episode to talk about. And I'm grateful for all of you coming on this journey with me again. You know, I want to talk about happy things. I want to talk about the successes that we have and these amazing growth opportunities that we come to, but I also want to bring awareness to the shit, the real shit that is happening around us. A little girl is not with us today because the world shit on her and saw her as a freak. It's not that she wasn't strong. It's that this world failed her. So, you know, I want us all to kind of walk in this state and just try to be light. Try to come to a space where we can hold conversations with each other and, you know, look at your community. Look at see what your community has to offer and how we can all use our gifts and abilities. We all were born with incredible gifts and incredible abilities, whether it be artistic, whether it be scientific, whatever it is, we were all born with this. And these are the things that are going to transcend and create real change and real awareness in this world. And I'm so excited to be hearing from all of you and to be knowing exactly, what you're doing. I've heard people talk about creating homes for homeless trans youth or whatever this vision is. Comedy, like if you can make people laugh, please do. We need it. We need it so bad. And I just feel so humbled to be able to be a vessel, just one part of this whole picture, one part of the pie, really. So once again, I would love to hear back from each and every one of you. Send me questions, keep these coming in. I'm trying to build up enough questions that I can, hold a real conversation with these. Working on some amazing, amazing, amazing guest artists, like truly and honestly, like the people that I am talking to right now are inspirations for me, and I cannot wait for all of you to hear their story and just to see where this podcast goes, to see how this grows. I know I have a vision, but I also know that every single time that I've really planned something, it's kind of completely changed. So, however this looks, however this grows, I bless it, I honor it, and I am so happy to be here with each and every one of you. Thank you so much, all. I hope you have an incredible week.